What has always pained me as a student, as a teacher, and also as a civil servant is the fact that we value education only as a means to achieve something. I mean, why do we turn the pages of a wonderful textbook rich in information and insights? Well, to most Indians, turning those pages and learning the information by heart would mean the achievement of a higher goal or milestone. We study for hours to secure better marks in the board examination. Anything on the lower side of the 95% would destroy our dreams of getting into a good college. We study for the civil services to secure a good rank and get the service of our dreams. While this is absolutely fine, what is problematic is the fact that our motivation towards learning stops soon after we achieve our goals. I have myself seen many successful candidates who even stop reading the newspaper once they qualify for the civil services. Can anything be more unfortunate than this? So, while you have embarked upon this wonderful journey, I have three important things to tell you. First, don't study only because you have to qualify the civil services. Study because it makes you a better individual. If you are too concerned about the final result, studies become an onerous and mundane activity. You start losing interest and your learning abilities drop significantly. If you study with the objective of learning new things and becoming a balanced and thoughtful individual, studies won't even bore you or cause you to sleep. Don't try to mug up the basic principles of an intercontinental ballistic missile simply because UPSC might throw a question at you in the science and tech portion, but also because you will be one of the very few individuals who will be having this knowledge. Don't read the directive principles of state policy because it will help you in scoring better in the GS papers, but also because it will make you a more aware and responsible citizen. Once you start enjoying your journey without thinking too much of the destination, you will never be disappointed with your life. Second, the preparation for the civil services makes you a balanced and rounded person who can take better decisions, be it your personal or professional life. Even if you don't qualify this examination, you will still find the learnings acquired during the preparation quite useful in whatever careers you pursue. At the same time, you will be better in handling your personal relationships. For example, the insights gained on gender equality and compassion would make you treat your mothers, sisters, and better halves with respect and gratitude. You will be able to cultivate emotional intelligence that will help you in overcoming personal and professional crises quite gracefully. Finally, the opportunity to prepare for this wonderful examination would mean that you become logical and systematic in your thinking. You will be unswayed by popular but biased perceptions. You will be more responsible while commenting on the social media. You would be able to differentiate fake news from the real ones. As a citizen, you would cherish the constitutional principles of secularism, harmony, and brotherhood. Whatever profession you enter into, your contribution towards the motherland would be driven by the values inculcated during the preparation phase. Therefore, my appeal to all the candidates preparing for the civil services is to enjoy the process. Make studies a fun activity and prepare without any undue stress. You have got only one life to live, and make it worth and joyful by enjoying every bit of it. Wish you all a happy and fulfilling learning ahead. Thank you.